You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Do you have a cup excitement, Andy?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, there's nothing more important than telling the kids that they need to wear a cup, the boys especially, that you better wear one when you go out there because, you know, you just having a family, I think, is important for a lot of these kids somewhere down the road. And you just never know. So you just want to make sure that you're 100% protected whenever it comes to playing sports and playing the game the right way.
Yep. Apparently, thank you, Dan.
Why, were you not one? Did you wear one or not?
No, you reused the joke.
I know, but I mean, seriously.
Got your rib shot the first time, now you're trying to make a scene, it's not happening.
I got him to chuckle the first time, I figured I'd double down. There were people that joined us after break, they were on lunch, and they just came back in.
Did you know the final two Emirates NBA Cup quarterfinal spots are on the line tonight?
So you're trying to protect the two final spots tonight, is that what you're trying to say?
That's why you wear a cup.
That's right. He doubled down. Oh, he gets the rim shot. I got great.
I was going to give you the rim shot after rewording it because that actually was funny.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. All right.
Get all hot in a biscuit.
I'm confused about the whole NBA Cup thing.
So am I, Jeff.
And I'm confused about it for this reason.
I am looking forward to the NBA season starting at Christmas, though.
So. Oh, that's cold.
That's true.
Cold.
It's true.
I look at the cup and I, Dana, what's on the line here? Nothing but, hey, you won the cup.
Get right. Some cash, don't you?
Cash.
Yeah, okay, great. Because the NBA guys don't make enough money. The young guys are out there going, they're getting after it. They can make some money.
What they should do is call it the preseason cup because the season doesn't start until Christmas, oh, okay. and now we're getting done.
Can you let that go?
No, because the season sucks until Christmas. Let's be honest. It doesn't mean anything.
What about the hockey season? The does it suck until care. Christmas?
Well, hockey's a different story. I mean, those guys always play hard no matter what. I think the NBA guys just kind of da-da-da-da-da. Oh, new Christmas uniforms. The season starts. 5 games? Oh, TNT, NBC, we're all over the place. Peacock.
TNT.
This is great.
TNT's out.
Yeah, well, when they used to be in, it was cool.
And now the NFL's on Christmas, so the NBA's out.
Yes. Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, so much for that.
So the Cavs don't play until later on in the week, and they've had the week off. And if you play fantasy basketball and you've wondered why nobody's playing on your team, that's why. Because they're playing in the NBA Cup.
You do want to get to the Final Four, you get at least 50 grand.
That's nice.
You get $500,000 if you win.
That's really nice. That is nice.
You get 212 if you lose.
Wish I was on that team. That'd be great.
I'd be good to
that
be
would
a
be great.
Loser in this.
I got a bigger point to this.
Tiffany Company makes the trophy. Do you know that?
Sure. They're in cahoots with the NBA.
Well, I'm just saying.
I've seen this floated around. I've had people who I respect bring this up to me.
Mm-hmm.
CBS Sports, one of many. This is the one I just called up. Giannis Antetokounmpo, mock trades. Five under the radar sleeper teams that could strike a deal. Okay?
Talk to me, Jeffrey.
Trade number one, Giannis goes to Atlanta.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, the folks in Atlanta, but they had going back to Milwaukee, Trae Young, Risa Shea, the former number one overall pick, Dyson Daniels, Kristaps Porzingis, and number ones. Like the whole team.
How many number ones?
Multiple. 2027 first-round picks, top four protected, two unprotected first-rounders from Atlanta in 29 and 31.
Hmm.
I mean, that's basically Atlanta's team.
Protected by the NBA Cup?
They would trade for Giannis.
Okay.
The number two team, Giannis to Orlando. They say Franz Wagner, Anthony Black, who's a nice young point guard, Tyus Jones, Tristan Da Silva, unprotected 2032 first rounder, first round swap in 2031. Number three.
I learned about these unprotected trades in health class.
Giannis to Cleveland.
All right, now you're talking.
Well, I thought the season didn't start until Christmas
Eve. Well, yeah, I want to be ready for when they start on Christmas.
It says the Cavaliers, and this is just a mock trade thrown out by a guy at CBS. Giannis to Cleveland.
Okay.
With Miles Turner and Torian Prince.
Okay.
Nets are involved in this.
Okay.
Nets get Max Strus, Gary Trent Jr., Cavs 2031 first-round pick. This, by golly, why have them? And the Bucks also would get Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, Jared Allen.
Do it?
No.
Do it?
And
Dan?
It says enough of these compromise offers. Bucks get a true premium asset. How does Evan Mobley sound? If the Bucks have...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have another path to a 24-year-old all-NBA player. I certainly don't see it. And he also says it's probably too early in the season for Cleveland to consider this big swing. They're underwhelming. Injuries. Middle of the East. The guy says, then we've covered the mechanics of the trade, but in short, it's extremely difficult financially. Cleveland, $22 million above the second apron. They'd have to get below that second apron. I don't understand all that stuff. All I know is the Cavs have the biggest payroll in NBA history, and they're in a punitive situation when it comes to what they're able to do.
So you're not doing it. That's all I care about.
Oh, I would love to have Giannis.
I would too.
I would love to have Giannis. Dan and I were talking about this the other day.
Do I want to unveil this here?
Yep, you sure do. I said this. If they really want to move Giannis and you could figure out how financially to do it and you could give up Darius Garland, Jared Allen, something else, and somehow keep Evan Mobley, I'd do it. if you had to give up Evan Mobley in a deal to make that happen, boy, I'd be hard-pressed not to do it. And I like Evan, but this is the league where superstars get traded all the time. And then Dan Manigan dropped this one on me.
I wouldn't do it, but I'd counter him and say, I'll trade you Donovan Mitchell for Giannis.
Even
start
up.
Building around that.
Even up?
You'd have to do some stuff on Avery to get, you know, make all the salaries and that kind of stuff for him.
You'd probably have to throw in Jarrett.
I think if you could go Darius Garland, DeAndre Hunter, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Evan Mobley, hell, Thomas Bryant. Just pick a name out of the sky because you'll probably have to move Jared Allen to make it work. That's something.
Any way you can pull this off financially?
Backtrack it for me for a second. That went right over my head what you were saying there.
I would trade Donovan Mitchell for Giannis Antetokounmpo tomorrow.
So would I.
Okay.
And I love Donovan. He's a great player.
Donovan is outstanding. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a different animal.
And it changes your problem of the two small guys in the backcourt that I think is a problem. Maybe other people don't.
All right, that's fine. But what else are you giving up other than Donovan?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you putting Evan in there too then?
No.
That's where he lost me.
To me, I honestly think that's too much. Giannis is such a great player. He also has kind of a chronic knee thing. But, you know, the folks in Milwaukee.
Can he be healthy for about 2 months at the end of the season?
The folks in Milwaukee have some decisions to make. They're owned by a family that's started a sports group.
Minority owned.
That's what they say. Except for one thing. The way that's being operated up there, they alternate who's in charge. Have you seen that? They're not like the minority owner. There are several people that own 25%. The Haslams are one of them. And every year, it's like they rotate who's the actual governor of the team. At least at the last thing I saw about how that's operating. And the Haslams have major say. They're not just like they were with the Steelers.
So it's like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's an autonomous collective.
We vote
on everything at weekly meetings.
Kind of.
Hang on, I got to call Paul DePodesta on this to see if it's working.
I'm sure. Bet Jimmy has.
Just watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Get to the scene where they're harvesting the mud. It'll all make sense.
Is that where they're bringing out the dead?
A little bit after.
All right. So
it's actually, I think, the scene after.
So forget Giannis here in particular, okay? Cavs need to make a move.
Feels like they're going to, doesn't it? I feel like they're going to. If they don't feel like they have every piece to get to where they need to be to win a championship, I feel like they will try to do something to get there. Don't you? That's how the organization runs.
Again, this is a league where superstars get traded constantly. Cavs are right now, Andy, they're in the play-in tournament. Now, it's only 25 games, but they're in the play-in tournament. They're not in the playoffs. They're seventh in the Eastern Conference. Detroit, New York, Boston, Orlando, Toronto, Philly. That feels like a team that might need something.
I agree. Don't you think so? They're going to need something.
I think a lineup change could be a big part of it. Again, Darius has been hurt this year, and he's not played a whole lot. And to me, that convolutes the whole thing, because I'm sure that the management of the Cavs wanted to get another really good look at Donovan and Darius together and see if they could make it work this year.
How many games?
But if you're not going to get a really good look at it, how long are you going to delay that? Sorry, you can't have too many big guys in the NBA. You also can't have too many guys who can make shots. So Darius can make shots. Donovan can make shots. But like that one trade scenario that CBS just threw out and it had Evan Mobley and Jarrett going to Milwaukee, but the Cavs not trading Donovan and Darius. How in the world is Darius going to be effective when he's trying to kick the ball to Donovan and Giannis? Come on. You're going to get Darius to get 12 assists a game and average 11 points?
No.
He's not Jalen Suggs.
No.
That's not going to work. The nice thing is we have plenty of time to talk about it. Why?
Because the season doesn't start until Christmas.
No, because the NBA Cup
will that's take right.
us, will take us for a few more days.
Hugh, I was worried.
The guy is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and I saw their great big banner out at the airport last night. He's Daryl Ryder. Hello, D.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm not looking forward to watching the Browns offense in 7-degree temperatures. That's how I am.
Huh. I am because I'm going to be watching it on a 70-inch TV from the comfort of my home office.
It's good to be Daryl Ryder now, isn't it?
You got a plan there.
See, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, the glass is half full. I know it's mid-December. It's cold. It's wet and rainy and snowy and all that stuff outside. So you know what? You got to look at, you know, you got to look the glass half full. Pretty soon the sun's going to start setting later and later and it's going to warm up. But that's like not for another 3-4 months.
Valid point. Let's go back to Kevin Stefanski real quick. I thought his comment about a lot of the on-schedule, off-schedule, you know, and as Andy and I said, okay, so that's the play we called, and here's the play after it broke down. But he said more quarterback movement on schedule. You think that would what do you think that would look like with Shador, and do you think it's a good idea?
I think you just let Shador be Shador. I mean, you definitely have the structure built into the offense, but you've got to let him play in a way that he's comfortable with, which a lot of times involves some off schedule stuff. So, I don't know what, you know, I mean, I guess the on schedule is a lot of what we've seen over the years with Stefanski, right? But Shador is a mobile quarterback. He can extend plays. And for me, I think the key for Shador, there's a couple of things. One, the footwork, the drops, making sure that those are as close to precise as they can be, right, for going through the progression. But then also, too, and we talked to Shador in the locker room about this, too, is when to learn to fight another day, or in this case, another down, right? When it's not there, just throw it away. The play's over. It is what it is. You move on to the next one. He talked about learning from taking a sack that takes you out of field goal range versus now putting himself in a position where, okay, he's trying to make something happen, but feels like the play's over, so he throws it away and they're able to kick a field goal. And, so you're seeing week to week with him these little details within the game of growth with him. So I'm not all that concerned about on schedule right now when it comes to Shador because, again, you're seeing growth with him on a week-to-week basis. Now, I don't know how much growth you're going to see on Sunday when it's, you know, wind chills are going to be in the negative digits, right? And he was asked about that. I mean, he's trying not to think about it because, as he put it, that's negative thinking, and you don't want to go down that path. But obviously, weather is going to be a factor this Sunday, and it's going to affect the passing game and what they're able to do. And again, he just has to understand that he can't force things. But this is a kid that played at Colorado. Okay, it's not sunny in 75 in Colorado all the time. He's played in the elements before, and he's played well in the elements. Just look to last week when it snowed pretty much the entire game, and he accounted for 4 touchdowns.
All right, let me throw this at you because the folks outside of Area 51 are saying the conspiracy is that the Browns waited this long to name him the quarterback because they've got 4 tough opponents ahead of them. Are you buying or selling the conspiracy theory that the Browns are setting him up to fail?
There is just a lot of really stupid discourse when it comes to Shador or surrounding Shador right now. It's off the rails. It really is. That just might be some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. I've heard a lot of dumb stuff in the last 3 months. Look, you look at his first 3.5 starts. What did they set him up to fail? Cause they started him against the Tennessee Titans too. Like that's who's on the schedule. Like I don't get it. And unfortunately we give it oxygen because of the people that are saying it. But, it's just an unfortunate state that our business is in at times where you have things said like that and it spreads like wildfire and people actually believe that. No one's more invested in wanting Shador Sanders to succeed than the Cleveland Browns. Okay. This is a franchise that hasn't found a quarterback since Bernie Kosar. Okay. Not even, by accident. They're not going to be going out of their way to put this kid in a spot to where he's just going to fall flat on his face just so they can run around and say, I told you so. That's just the dumbest thing in the world.
Earlier in the show, we took a look at the first three starts of a bunch of the rookie quarterbacks since 2012. And I was just kind of curious more than anything. So I ended up writing some things down and putting some things together. And it was this. Mm-hmm. I thought this is why all the Shador fans need to relax a little and not throw the team and everything else under the bus. And it's why Shador detractors, if there are any still out there, need to take it easy on him and let him play. Clearly, the two best rookie quarterbacks, Daryl, that this team has had in their first three starts were Baker Mayfield and Cody Kessler. And it wasn't even close. Kessler was damn good, which goes to show how fleeting this can be. And it also goes to show that...
It might be the saddest thing you've said, Jeff.
Daryl.
And truthful.
Daryl, it was weird.
I know.
Kessler was good. It was weird. I'll email you the numbers. You'll laugh. But, it's like, okay, everybody. He did really well in the third game. Let's hope he can build on it. Let's keep our fingers crossed. It would be awesome. Let's go. But everybody on both sides of this whole debate, just let him get settled in. Let his teammates get used to him. Let the coaches get used to coaching him.
Instant gratification, prisoner of the moment environment. Every game is a referendum on whether or not this kid is going to make it, right? It is what it is. There are things that come into play. The fact that he has come this far this fast, it's great. Is he there yet? No. But there's just so many positives with what he is doing right now. And that's not to sit here and say that he's going to be the starter for the next 12 to 15 years here, okay? But I think you have to be fair and objective about it and call it the way you see it. He's played well.
Sure.
He hasn't been perfect. There are things he needs to clean up, but he's played well. And he's shown growth. I keep pointing to that. I think we talked about yesterday, that touchdown to Jerry Jeudy. A week ago, Jerry was chewing him out on the sidelines in his face, right? Similar situation, boom. This time it goes for a 60-yard touchdown. The sack instead of a sack, he makes sure that he throws it away so they can at least kick a field goal and get 3 points out of it. Like, these are little details that, you have to point out that, and he's going to continue to make some mistakes. The interception, that was a horrible decision. He has acknowledged that multiple times. He knows that and you learn by doing. And if he ends up, I'm looking at the glass half full in this situation. I'm not trying to put too much on the kid as a fifth round pick. And because of like just who he is, he's a lightning rod for attention and all those things. But like, I'm looking at the glass half full. If they can find something with this kid, it could be their Tom Brady lottery ticket.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
and those don't get cashed very often, Daryl.
No. And I am convinced, and I have said this is how the Browns are going to find their franchise quarterback. It's not going to be in the first round of the draft because there's so much pressure that comes with that and so much attention and all that, right? It's just, this is how they're going to do it. It's going to be on accident. It's going to fall into their lap type of a thing. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening here, but I just feel so good and positive about him and what I've seen from him that I can't wait to see more while also recognizing the weather's going to stink on Sunday. So I'm not going to hold that game against him. I'm curious to see how he's going to handle the elements and all that kind of thing, right? Probably going to get real conservative with things, but especially against the Chicago Bears team that turns the football over the way they do, they're plus 17. They have 18 interceptions. Just ridiculous what that Bears defense is doing. So going to have to be very, very careful in those elements. But, if he has a bad game on Sunday, like, that doesn't mean his career is over. So I think sometimes we just need to kind of take a step back.
And that's what people need to remember, too.
Let me ask you this question because it's floating around there nationally. Is Cleveland the wrong place for Shador?
No, I don't think so. I remains to be seen what's going to happen with Kevin Stefanski, right? I mean, we've had the Tommy Reese stories out there, how a couple of college programs, including Penn State, have taken a look at him, which, again, that, to me, that's not a negative. That's a positive. That's showing respect for his ability. If he is able to play well here, he won't be buying many dinners for the rest of his life, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. So, no, is Cleveland a hard place to win? Yes. Has Cleveland had periods of instability? And absolutely they have. But, you know, this is year six for Stefanski and Barry. So even if changes are made this offseason, I don't think it's fair to fall back into the ownership, can't stand by anyone, ownership is, you know, knee-jerk reaction to everything, and you know, that narrative that'll pop up. I don't think that that's a fair narrative when you go 6 years with a head coach and a GM combination. So, no, I don't think that Cleveland's the wrong spot for him. I don't think that it's impossible for him to be successful here. Are there things that happen here that complicate that ability? Yes, I will definitely acknowledge that, but he can absolutely be successful here.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.